You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Simple question. Where would you want to work just because it sounds fun?
That's the key. It's got to be a fun place to work. Money is not an option. You're fine. You're a millionaire. You just want to go work there for funsies.
Because it sounds fun.
Yeah. It spurred an interest for me because I'm seeing all the Spirit Halloween stores pop up. And we wander in there every season with the kids. And we spend about an hour in one of those big stores. And I'm telling you, I would work in there just because it's fun. And to see people, you know, with the animatronics in there and trying on costumes. And I would probably dress up like a pirate or something while I was working there. I think it would just be a good time. Your day would fly by.
Seems like it would be hard to go into work and be in a bad mood. You're just
Absolutely.
Going into Playland every day, right?
That's right. So I'm going to pick the Spirit Halloween store if I could work anywhere for fun.
That's a solid answer. I think I'm going to go with a few years ago, there was a listener who hooked me up because I said I was going to be going to Southern California. And the listener was like, I can get you a behind the scenes tour of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Oh, that oozes fun.
And the science space nerd in me, they were just like a week away from landing one of the rovers on Mars.
Yeah.
And I got, my son and I got a little tour behind the scenes of
So that's
JPL.
What you're picking, huh? You're not going to do like a Chick-fil-A or anything?
No, I want to work at in a space organization like that. That sounds like a hoot to me.
All right.
Are you going to go work at a Halloween store and you give me crap about working for NASA?
Well, it just seems like it's, you know.
Sounds like a every day.
It does sound like
be.
A hoot. It sounds like a hoot.
Come on.
When I think of a hoot, I think Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Come on. Well, you and I are so
different
in so many ways.
How about Leilani that just wrote in and said, I want to work at the Lego factory. Now, that right there is fun.
Think that's
just
fun?
Don't go barefoot during your workday because that could end up very, very badly.
You know, Jen wants to work with Dom and Jeremy.
No, you don't.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yeah?
Jen, send us your information.
Just saying, huh? Just
is
saying.
Josh,
do you have any experience? Yeah,
right
he's talking to another coworker. He's not even listening right now. Michael, this is funny. He says the guy that launches the slingshot ride that you probably see it like Elitch's and stuff. That's what he's going to do because it seems like it's so much fun.
Or what about that? Just speaking of slingshots, if you go to a sporting event and they have those like slingshot things that they shoot T-shirts up into the crowd.
Yes.
See, that looks like fun. When you're aiming, you're trying to get a shirt up into the second deck or something using the little slingshot.
See, it's just so ridiculous, but you probably leave your work day with a smile on your face. Because you shot somebody in their face with a T-shirt. Hells yeah.
Is that a little bit better than working for NASA?
That's better than the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
I can't believe you like ripped on my JPL answer.
Hey, the zoo has been taken. So many people writing in with the zoo. That would probably be a pretty fun job, I think.
Sort of, except aren't you just shoveling poop most of the day?
Right, if you got to shovel hippo poop all day, I don't know how fun that is, but I guess you're around the hippos.
Vicky says, I did work for NASA. The results are cool, but the work is very stressful. Well,
yes,
don't be raining on my parade, Vicky.
Doesn't seem
Vicky.
Fun when you crash something
I mean,
into the moon.
Every job can have its stress, even working at the Halloween store. You know, it might be stressful.
But generally speaking.
Zamboni driver from Melissa.
Oh, what a great one. Yes.
Waterworld.
Ejecting people on the water slide. That's very similar to like the person who would be pushing the button to start the ride that shoots you straight up into the air at the amusement park, you know. And
right.
If you've seen the videos with the guy that has fun with that, he's like, oh no, that chain looks a little loose, and then boom, he hits the button and sends people flying. It's a hell of a time right there.
Nikki says, I want to work at one of those sip and paint places, you know, where people go and they drink and they paint.
Oh yeah, okay.
I guess you might have a bunch of drunk
Got a
people.
Bit of
people
a drinking
are pretty
problem.
Happy there.
Yeah.
A panda caregiver.
Is that a job?
Jamie wants taking pictures of wildlife.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I saw a forest ranger came in too from somebody. Who was that? Oh, Jackie. Forest ranger.
You get one of the hats. If you get one of the hats.
A little hat and all that whole brown outfit and a little badge.
All right, so one of my fellow nerds is getting in right with me. Jen with two N's says the Volcanology Institute in Hawaii.
Yes. Oh, boy. All right.
Jen, I got to go travel and explore some of the volcanoes in Hawaii on the Big Island and go in the old lava tubes underground.
Pretty sexy, huh? Or there's Brian that just wants to be the mic check guy at concerts. Check, check, 1, 2, check, 1, 2, check, check, mic check.
Lisa wants to turn the letters on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah. Great gig.
Veronica wants to work at the Butterfly Pavilion. Sarah, on the other end of the spectrum, wants to work with heavy equipment. She wants to be a heavy equipment operator.
Uh-oh, I think Sarah's on the line right now. You're taking all the ones that people are calling in.
Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I'm just
they're
reading
all calling
their text
in.
Messages.
Let's
oh,
talk to them.
Oh, for God's sakes. Let's start with Sarah then. All right, let's talk about this heavy equipment, Sarah. So you want to play around with big, giant Tonka trucks is what you're saying.
Yeah, I want to move big dirt.
Yeah, big dirt. Pay dirt, right? And find some gold nuggets in there. Sounds like a hell of a time. They have that thing that you can do in Las Vegas where you can get in those big trucks and drive them around, and it's like a day experience.
Really?
Yeah,
ooh.
You should go do that, Sarah. Mm.
Yeah, going on the bucket list.
Yeah.
Nice. That, or I would love to be a Zamboni driver.
Yeah, somebody mentioned
getting
that, too.
A few of those. You know, you don't have to make it a bucket list. You just, like, when you hang up the phone with us, you book the trip now.
Yeah. Go Baby Got Backhoe. You know what I'm saying?
Hey! I'll give him a ding for that. Sarah, just book the trip. Just book the trip. My fear is that people say, I'm going to put it on a bucket list, and they never do it.
Yeah.
So, and then here's Veronica, who wants to work with the butterflies. It does sound kind of peaceful, doesn't it?
It does. And wouldn't you love to just watch them hatch whenever they bring you in the new ones?
Yes. We went up there a couple years ago because my son was really into bugs and butterflies and all that. And we met with the actual, what are they called? The bug scientist, entomologist, I believe, in the back rooms. And they took us into the back rooms and showed us like everything behind the scenes and how they care for the spiders and the insects. And it was really cool.
Veronica, I live with an amateur entomologist. She just harvested something like 18 monarch butterfly eggs just last week.
Oh, my God, so, that's so amazing.
They dip them in chocolate and eat them, though.
She's got them in a little Tupperware thing on these leaves, and then she'll do time-lapse photography as they do their thing. It's pretty wild.
Wow, that sounds so fun.
Well, go up there to Westminster and put in your application today. Thank you for the call. Here's Christian. Christian, what do you want to do just because it sounds fun?
So I want to work at the animal shelter, but I want to be the person that just takes naps with the cats.
That is truly a job where you nap with cats?
I don't think it's a paid job, but I did see a story about a guy who retired, and then he started working at the animal shelter, but ended up falling asleep with the cats every day, and then that became his job.
That's fantastic.
What a gig. Yeah.
I mean, isn't that like the best gig ever?
You slowly morph into a cat at that point, so be careful. You might start pooping in a litter box.
I hope that doesn't happen, but I dig the taking of the naps with the cats.
That sounds pretty peaceful, doesn't it?
Especially when they start purring and...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like the best of both worlds. You're working, but napping.
Napping, and then there's cats.
And then there's cats. I mean, come on.
Coughing up
hairballs.
Kristen,
your call kind of made my day. Go have a great one, okay?
Have a great day, you guys.
See you later.
All right. Bye, Kristen. We'll see you later. That's really good. Here's Lindsay. Lindsay, where do you want to work just because it sounds like fun?
Disney World.
No, that's not fun.
Oh, crying children and
fail
cotton.
People.
So I'm only a preschool teacher. I can deal with that. But, you know, I've been a big kid at heart. You know, just to bring the magic alive more and more, I think would be okay. I'll give it a day, but maybe, you know, it'll be fun.
It might be fun. You can dress up as a character, maybe, and wander around.
Good for you. Lindsay, go get that done. Go volunteer to spend a couple days doing that. Here's Derek. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Derek.
Money is no object. You want to do it just because it sounds fun. What is it?
I think about haunted house, you know, with the chainsaw, the guy who's always scaring people in the line.
That would be a blast.
I think that'd be amazing.
Your job is just to terrify people every day.
Exactly. You know, if they have, if they brought their kids, you know, teach them a lesson. There you go.
Whoa.
All right. Escalated, didn't
I know. I need to do a background check on Derek.
Derek, thank you for the call. Nancy, what about you? It's a job that you want to do just because it sounds fun. What is it?
This is the best question ever, and I had to call in. I want to play cello with the symphony, with the Colorado Symphony. I have been a cellist, like, you know, I'm almost 60. I've been my cellist the whole, my whole life, and I've never had it. That would be a dream, right?
Well, no, wait a minute. You're not. You wouldn't happen to be anywhere near your cello at this moment, would you?
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm in the car. Dang it.
Oh, darn it.
I would so play.
You would tear it up.
Well,
yeah,
you,
if I played on the radio, maybe the symphony would let me play with them.
Well, what time do you get up tomorrow morning?
Right. Well, I'm up. I'm retired.
What time do you wake up tomorrow morning? What time?
Yeah, I usually wake up about 7 o'clock.
Okay, perfect.
6:30 and 7.
Then what time do you leave the house?
What's tomorrow? Yeah, so I'm retired.
Nancy,
we covered that,
to
Nancy.
We're trying to set this up,
so
Nancy. What time can you call us tomorrow?
Leave. I can call you, and you tell me, and I will call.
What time you want tomorrow, Jeremy? 7:50?
Perfect.
All right, yeah. 7:50.
7:50 tomorrow with your cello, and you're going to have to give us like about 60 seconds of cello. Is that fair?
You got it. You got it.
All right, can't wait.
It is your big break tomorrow morning, Nancy. We will be expecting you. What do you think the odds are that she calls us?
Zero. She's never going to call us again. She's retired.
Kind of what I think. Giving her the opportunity, 7:50 tomorrow morning. Boom.
Let's go.
A minute of Nancy's cello. Here's Lane. Lane, good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, yourself. What's the job you want to do just because it sounds like fun?
I want to be a mascot for a sports team like Rocky or Dinger.
Oh, you know what? That would be a fun job.
Well, now, the problem with your sentence, though, is that you've got very, like, there's extremes there. You've got over here, Rocky,
yeah,
greatest mascot in all
it's
of professional
sports. It's the peak. It's the top of the pyramid.
And then way over here, you got Dinger. So
you better be Miles, then, because Miles is somewhere in the middle for the Broncos.
I'd be any of them.
Any
just
of them.
Mascot in general sounds fun.
Buddy, tell you what, I've been in those costumes. I was in the Woolly Mammoth one for the Mammoth, and they stink. It's not fun.
Gotta have a little fan
They're
in there.
They're really
or
stinky.
Don't
you do. They're really bad.
Lane, good luck to you. Go put in your application. Hey, that was fun, and we're going to try to respond to all the text messages if we can, but there's been about a million of them.
So many people.
And several that, I don't know.
A couple naughty ones.
But people are different. I'm reacting to some of these text messages the way you reacted to me in NASA.
Oh, yeah, kind of like, you squeeze up your face a little bit.
A little bit.